great job getting through five. We needed them to. You know, put us in position to win there. Did a really nice job. So, good things out of the bullpen. Danny Young, you know, thrown right into the fire. Did a nice job. Didi was huge. Dylan Dodd. Bullpen was really good. Didi was huge. I didn't want to use him more than one inning tonight. But with Bichette lurking there as a tying run in that seventh, I wanted Didi on him. And, you know, Didi took the ball for the eighth and did an awesome job for us. So, you know, we hit some homers again. You know, we hadn't been hitting homers, but we've got four of them tonight. I think only five hits, four homers. But good win. Good way to start a series.
I know that, you know, you want to be as multidimensional as you can, but how nice is it to know that that's in your DNA?
You want to be multidimensional, but we all love homers. And so we're capable of doing that. It's been part of our identity here for a long time. It's good to see Maddie get a couple. Michael, Ozzy, yeah, it was a big win. We needed all of them to win that game, you know. It's good to see the power show up.
Specifically of Michael's, just seems like over the past month, whether it's defensively and offensively, just seems to continue delivering just kind of what he's meant, you know, through this slump that you guys went through, and hopefully, you know, pushing it team
forward. Yeah, no, Michael's having an outstanding season, man. You tip your cap to guys like that who he really struggled in the first half last year. So when guys come back from being down, whether it's injury or performance, it's not, you know, you give him a lot of credit. So Michael's been one of our most consistent players, all right? And that's the thing. We always talk about Michael. We're looking for consistency with all these guys. And he's been very consistent this year. He's having a great year.
What's the plan for Grant moving forward?
Right now, he's a starter. Yeah. We got at some point we'll have to deal with it because we got six of them and we can't run a seven man pen forever. Seven man pen. I mean, your hands are tied on a lot of nights because most of the time you know a couple of them are going to be down. So really, it's a five man pen. So something we're going to have to deal with. Sooner or later, but yeah, he's as we sit here today, he's a starter. Yeah.
You've experienced it as a player, then as a member of this coaching staff for several years, and now as a manager. In your eyes, what kind of meaning do these matchups with the Mets have?
Yeah, it's always a little different. It goes back to a lot of history. I remember 98, 99, 2000 when I was here, we had some wars with the Mets. It seemed like it always came down to the two of us. There's a lot of history there. Been in the same division now for a while, and both teams have had, you know, a lot of success. And I think teams got to have success to have a rivalry. It's been a good matchup over the years.
But just to think about the kind of season that Olson and yeah, Michael, and probably tomorrow we're going to be talking about he and those three with Albies and Baldwin as all-stars. I mean, just to think about what they've done this first half.
Yeah, definitely deserving of playing in Philadelphia here at the break. Baldy's he's grinding after coming back. I mean, he was on MVP trajectory before he got hurt. And he's slowly coming, you know, getting back there, but it had great seasons, and big reason why we're still in first place.
All right, thanks, Walt.
All right,
thank you.